it can be kind of dry to be in an archive. But I found this song called The Ripest of Apples, which is kind of, you know, it's a very classic love sick song. Like, I love this person and I can't stop thinking about them and I wish I could stop thinking about them. And I, at the time, very much related to that song. And yeah, the singer was named Belle Luther Richards and she was from Northern New Hampshire. So I just started looking through, you know, on Google, anyone with the last name Richards who still lived up near Colebrook, and made some cold calls, and eventually found her great-granddaughter, Linda Chapel, who I reached on the phone, and she's like, come on up. And I, you know, one December day, it was very snowy, and I stayed at a weird motel the night before, and the next morning went to their house and interviewed her and her father about his grandmother, and then played for them these recordings which they had not heard. And I think with these old songs, they're, you know, they're family heirlooms, and when you're just a singer of them, you kind of, you don't have a lot of visual memories. You know, when you think of your grandma or someone like that, you have so many layers of memories of, you know, big events that happened, but also small things and images and sounds and sights and smells. And so to me, the process of going to meet these families is kind of wanting to have a greater sense of some of those things, of getting their memories, and also for myself, being able to picture, like, what that town looks like, and what the house looks like where the recording was made, where Belle lived, and what the landscape is like in Northern New Hampshire, which is very beautiful, and a lot of pine forests and hills. And yeah, and since then we've kept in touch with Linda, and she's started learning her great-grandmother's songs, which is kind of an amazing thing that we were able to facilitate.
Well, that type of experience and getting that close to the origin of the song, how does that inform your performance of the song, if it does?
It does. It's not always possible to articulate, I guess. I don't know if it makes you better at guitar or singing to have been to these places, but I think
you have more memory, just more content almost inside to draw on. And mm-hmm. It's not even necessarily that, you know, you learn something about the life of the singer, and that might not even inform how you relate to the song emotionally.
Right.
But you just have a background to it. And I think that that sense of background, whether it's a visual memory or just a knowledge of a human who sang and carried this song before you, is to us one of the keys of playing this kind of music, mm-hmm. knowing that it came from somewhere else.
Yeah, and it's a big reason, it's a big part of why we continue to be motivated to tour around sharing this music, is I think those relationships mean a lot to us. Like tonight, actually, the granddaughter of a local ballad singer, Texas Gladden, from Salem, Virginia, she's Vicky, the granddaughter, she's going to come sing a couple of her grandma's songs with us. It's just so fun because Vicky's an amazing person. So it's just
we're just glad that we get to know her.
Yeah, it's a wonderful friendship as well.